The first thing I want to share is that one thing I've learned is that who you are is so much more important than anything you do as a mom. And I was really so focused on all the doing. And it was really, I can see the most important thing is the quality of my presence. It's who I am. And I think for women who are creative, being creative is so much a part of that. And it brings that special something to your presence that is incredibly valuable.
Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. Today, we're talking to Suzanne Gerstmeier. Suzanne is a wife, mom of four, trained lawyer, entrepreneur, coach, and mentor for busy moms. As a recovering perfectionist and busy person herself, she's on a mission to help way too busy moms to grow in self-awareness and make time for what matters most. In her new book, Breaking Free of Busy, Suzanne shares the insights, tools, and strategies that she wishes she'd known sooner in her mothering journey, which resonates with me. I started this podcast to talk to myself, 7 years ago. I get it. She's also working on her master's degree in psychotherapy and counseling. So when we say she's busy, she is busy. Suzanne lives in Sydney, Australia with her husband, four kids, two cats, one of whom she says should probably be in therapy, and a golden retriever who won't retrieve. Everything she says today is noteworthy and important. Check out the show notes for a link to her book if you love what she shares today. Enjoy today's episode. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining me today, all the way from Australia. It's 8:30 p.m. there right now.
8:30 Friday night. Yep.
Oh, fun. See, I'm just starting my Friday morning. It's 6:30, so I still have, 14 hours until my Friday night. That's right. That's wild. That's crazy. So thank you so much for finding the time to join me to talk today. So nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
All right, let's start off by having you introduce yourself and just tell us your story of what started your whole path of helping others.
So I'm Suzanne. So I live in Sydney, Australia, and I'm mum to four, and I live here with my husband and our couple of cats and a dog and our usual crazy life. And when I came across this podcast, I was super excited because I am a creative from way back. So I've, been painting and drawing and printmaking and creating businesses and online courses and selling businesses. And in the last couple of years, this has really kind of honed in on helping mums. And that really came out of my own journey. I guess it's not surprising, having listed all those things, that I ended up in burnout. So I really had to go back and figure out why I was so busy and why it was so hard to change. And what I realized is that I'd reached adulthood without really having any of the skills I needed to really live mentally and emotionally in a healthy way. And so I was just over-functioning in every part of my life. And it took me a lot of years to really get that under control. And along the way, we had more children and more things kept getting thrown into the mix. And just in the last few years, I really felt like I've got a handle on a lot of things. And I just want to be able to share that with other mums.
That's awesome.
And so I started coaching women formally and informally and creating online courses for mums. And in the last year and a half, I've written a book, really because I thought, why not? And that's a way to reach a lot of women. And so I wanted to work out a way that I could equip mums in a way that was accessible because, we don't have time to pick up a huge tome and, psychoanalyze ourselves. And so I wanted a way to help women understand themselves. And so I created this book called Breaking Free of Busy. And so what it does is it breaks down our behavior into these six busy modes. And so we can actually look for and recognize the things that we're doing and start to understand where that behavior is coming from. So, for example, if I feel like I need to put an elaborate meal on the table, or I need to do what other people are doing, or I feel like I can't sit down and rest until the jobs are done, or if I feel like maybe it's my responsibility to make everyone else happy. Those are all the kind of things that go on underneath the surface, and they actually take away our ability to choose where we spend our time and energy. So in as much as we might know, you know, I should do less, or I should pull back, or I should say no, you know, there are actually these things that we're not aware of that stop us making those choices. And I in my experience interviewing and coaching other women, this is so common. You know, we get to adulthood and motherhood and no one teaches us this stuff. Mm-mm. You know, we might, if we're lucky, we might know how to balance a budget and we know how to buy a car and run a house, but we don't really understand how to manage ourselves. So I felt like it was a real gap for me, and it was a real gap for the women I was talking to. And yet, you know, who's got time to figure all of this stuff out? So in the book, there is these six busy moods, and they all have a cartoon character because, you know, the creative thing. Yeah. It's just sort of a, you know, illustrate each one. And so the idea is that women read it and they start to recognize different aspects of their own behavior. I've gone into pleaser mode, or I've gone into avoider mode or striver mode, and that's what's happening. And this is why, and this is how I can shift out of that. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first part. And the second part is really looking at the practical skills and tools that mums can use. So if you're trying to figure out, do I want to say yes to something or do I want to say no? How do I figure that out? And what words do I use to say no so that I can preserve the relationship and we can all feel good about it and I can feel okay with having a healthy boundary? Yeah. And, you know, how do you work out what you cannot do at home? And that always used to frustrate me so much because people would say, oh, Suzanne, you just shouldn't do so much. And I felt like saying, come to my house and tell me what I cannot do because, you know, I'm not seeing where I can cut anything out. And I wanted to put something out that was really useful that would address those. And so I've got scripts in there of what you can say to your husband and what you can say to your kids and how you work out what things other people can do. And another useful concept from the book is this idea that busyness isn't just about what the practical things we have to do. It's also the mental load and it's the emotional load. Mm-hmm. And so the mental part has to do with, you know, the deciding and the planning and the remembering and coordinating and all of those logistics. And the emotional part is really about, it's about the worry and it's about the effort that it takes to have those nurturing, caring conversations, to notice who's a bit off today and to sit on the bed and have that talk. That's, you know, that whole emotional basket as well as the mental basket and the practical basket. So being able to really recognize what those things are and have some compassion because we're actually doing a lot. You know, it's not just about what we can see and what's on the actual list. So that comes out of the book too. But I wanted to give women something that would actually equip them to get past some of those invisible stumbling blocks, mm-hmm. And also have some practical things that they can do. So if you want to share the mental load with your partner, or if you have a partner who doesn't want to share the mental load, what do you do then? So actually have some practical tools so you can pick it up and say, okay, what do I do next? And I coach through it of like this, I know this is how you're feeling. This is why I'm suggesting this, and this is how you can reframe it, and I'm with you. Because that's what we all need. And so I feel like the book was an opportunity to kind of be in people's living rooms and on their bedside table of just really encouraging women to step into some freedom around the choices and decisions they're making. Yeah, because we get tripped up by all kinds of things. We think we need, you know, it's things are our fault, they're not our fault, and, you know, things are our responsibility that maybe aren't. And, you know, I've talked to just, you know, hundreds of women surveys and coaching and interviews for the book. And it's not as though any of us really want to be sitting on the couch sipping coffee all day. We're busy and that's okay. We're wives, we're mums, we're daughters and sisters and friends, and we wouldn't really have it any other way. But it's about actually being in control of where our time and our energy go and feeling like we can actually direct that to where it's most important to us and let go of things that aren't so important to us. So that was my hope for the book and, where my heart is for women.
Yeah. I can tell that your heart is there. And just like talking to you, you're so comforting just to listen to. I feel like I could just sit here and listen to you for a while. Talk because, and I know like you believe what you're saying and that you've really put into this to help, you know, moms.
You know, my kids are getting a bit older, but they're, you know, they're still in the nest and there's still a good deal of parenting left to do. But I feel like I've also learned some things that I wish I had known back at the beginning. So I want to be able to share that.
You can read all the, you know, mothering books written by men and stuff. But the best advice you could ever get is from a mom who has been through it, you know, and knows how you feel and what you're doing and how your kids are when they're, you know, newborn or 5 or 10 or, you know, even a teenager. That's the best advice that someone can ever give you is that, hey, I've been there. I know what you're going through. Here's how to like lighten the load, or here's how to like, you know, be a little happier, or, you know what I mean? And I love that.
Yeah.
And I love
that. And here's out of all of that, what actually matters. And I don't think I thought at the beginning, the things I thought mattered weren't the things that mattered. Mm. And so, yeah, I you know, tell a story in the book of there was an incident and our oven exploded and it was high drama and it was just the end of the worst possible day. And wow. I was just sitting on the step with I only had one child then, she was one, and I just was holding her just sobbing on the bottom step, just, you know,
it was like
the absolute last straw. And I kind of, when I think about what I wish I had known, that's the kind of, you know, version of me I wish I'd go back and sit next to on the step and go, hey, this is how to do it. So that's what I want to share. And obviously all of this stuff is, you know, a work in progress in my own life. And
I am so
perfect at any of this, and that's good. That's okay. It's
amazing.
I have a couple of things that I wanted to share that
yes, that's what I was going to get into next. So please,
you know, these aren't sort of, you know, standard talking points, but I you know, particularly speaking as a creative person to a creative audience of creative mums, the first thing I want to share is that one thing I've learned is that who you are is so much more important than anything you do as a mum. Mm. And I was really so focused on all the doing, and it was really, I can see the most important thing is the quality of my presence. It's who I am. And I think for women who are creative, being creative is so much a part of that. And it brings that special something to your presence that is incredibly valuable. And it's, you know, I was busy in the beginning making the homemade muffins and cutting the sandwiches into whatever shapes and, you know, rushing around and trying to make the house perfect and do it all perfectly. Mm-hmm. But the thing that actually touches and connects is when we're being ourselves. And I think for creative people, that's even more vital. And even at times when that has taken me away from my kids, they're so proud and they're so interested. And it's such a special something. That it's, I just don't want women to lose sight of that, that has such value, and it's such an intangible thing, but such a valuable and impactful thing. And so it's okay to let go of some other things if that's what needs to happen in order for you to be your most alive self.
I love that. We always try to play the role of perfect mom and we can really kind of lose who we really are in that process of just playing the role of being the perfect mom. You know, just relax and be yourself and you're going to be a great mom.
Yeah. So that's really important. And the other thing that I've learned, like I've interviewed and surveyed and coached so many women, and I just want women to know that no one's on top of everything. And we have this idea that other people are on top of everything. The reality is everyone's lying awake at night trying to crack the code on something. everyone's trying to get it all figured out. And everyone is making trade-offs and compromises of one kind or another. And I think the beauty of knowing that is that it releases us from finishing everything. All the jobs done and all the things done before we do our creative work. Because we imagine that somebody else is doing all these things and that we should be doing all those things too. And our creative work gets bumped to the bottom. But the reality is no one's going to knock on the door and give you a prize and say, Kelly, well done. The inside of those cupboards, amazing.
I wish they would. Please, I'm listening. Come give me a prize and just tell me the floors look okay, even though I mopped them.
I'll probably give you a prize for, you know, keeping everyone alive and loved. And so I think, you know, rather than thinking we have to get to the finish line, that there is some standard that has to be reached, some sense of completion that means our job is finished. And I say in the book, you don't finish the work, you finish the day. So you don't ever get it all done, but you do reach a point that you've decided is when you need to clock off or when that has to be enough. Yeah. And there's some frameworks in the book for actually working out, like, if I can't do everything, what do I not do? And that depends on your family. And there's a framework for helping people identify
That's awesome.
What's most valuable and what's least valuable in their family and what their family actually needs to thrive. And it might be different to what somebody else's family needs. But if you can identify those things and recognize that there is no finish line and there is no prize, then that just lightens things a little bit and maybe enough to be able to say, I'm going to leave that task that I could do and I'm going to spend a bit of time on my creative work.
That is such an interesting way to think about the whole scenario, because we don't actually think someone's going to, you know, come up and be like, great job, here's a ribbon. But like in a weird way, we feel like we have to. We kind of feel like that is going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
there's some person with a clipboard who's secretly following us around to see if we're doing it well enough. You know, it feels like that, but this is not true. So we can let that one go. The next thing was, in terms of writing the book, one thing I really learned was that small steps make big goals. Just in amongst all the things that I have to do, I didn't have a lot of time to be writing, but I just worked at it consistently. And it's just small step after small step after small step. And I think it's really easy as moms to think, well, I just wouldn't have time to do anything and to not have big dreams of something you might do because I'll just never get there.
And that's what stops everyone from starting, I feel like, is seeing the big picture and being like, I can't have time, so I'm not even going to start. Oh, go on.
And so in writing this book, so many days I think, oh, man, I'm still going through the edit on page, whatever. It's going to just be, I'm never going to get there. And I just say to myself, well, am I further ahead tonight than I was this morning? And if the answer is yes, that's progress. And when I look at the book now being finished, I kind of, in a way, I can't believe it. I think, you know, how did I ever get that done? But it's small things, small steps. And they just add up over time and you get there. Sometimes the goal can't be an outcome kind of a goal. Sometimes it's just a time-based goal, because sometimes, particularly with creative things, you can't always tell how long they'll take. But if your goal is to spend half an hour on something and you've done the thing for half an hour, then you've reached the goal. Rather than you spend the time and maybe you finished the thing you wanted to, maybe you didn't. But either way, you've succeeded because you've put in the time that you plan to put in. And just like my last thing was really just to trust with creative work, the magic will come. And I think sometimes as moms, we want to just you know, sit down and go, I've got time now. I just want to turn on the magic. And sometimes we actually need to do some self-care first, which is a real pain. But there's a kind of like a creative anxiety of a quick, I've got to do it now. And sometimes if we just pull back a little bit and just take a breath, it actually will flow much more naturally and much more easily.
Your book, Breaking Free of Busy. Tell us where people can go online and buy the book and then also connect with you online.
So they can find my book on Amazon. And you can also find me at SuzanneGerstmeier.com. So you can find out about the other things I'm doing and follow me online there. And then the book's on Amazon.
Amazing. I'll put the links in the show notes too, if you're unsure how to spell her last name.
Yeah, and I do read all my emails. So if people want to reach out by email and say hello, I love hearing from people. People are welcome to do that too.
Awesome. Suzanne, again, thank you for writing that book. I know you have already helped and will help so many moms, and I can't wait to get my hands on it myself. So thank you for joining me today and talking to my listeners and just giving that like boost of encouragement and boost of, hey, you can do it no matter what your circumstances are. I think everyone needs that on the daily, on the hourly, probably. So again, thank you so much for joining me today. Connect with me in the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Moms Who Create Podcast and at Kelly Heil. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back next week.